Manager of the Camas Valley branch, Lee Whiting, said that they've taken their boats out of temporary storage. The new facility has media of all kinds, a tech lab, and an auditorium that can hold 60 to 100 people.
In our tech lab, which is one of the focal points for Camas Valley, this is something that we've never had before. We have public access computers, 12 stations in total. Two of those are media stations, which will allow people to come in and do more creative things. We'll have desktop publishing software. We've got high-resolution scanners, CD rip boxes, VHS to video converters. That lab also will lend itself to us being able to deliver educational programming and tech programming. We received a generous donation from Park City Hospital, Intermountain Health, Google Chromebooks, which we'll use for kids' programming. Doing 3D printing, we received a 3D printer as a generous donation from Mirror Lake Diner.
He said their programming will include dual immersion activities and some partnerships with the Park City Film Series.
Our first movie's coming up. It's Coco. I think that's April 26th. All our calendars are online at the summitcountylibrary.com. Also, we will be scheduling Ferdinand the Bull in May with them. We have a dual immersion program sponsored by the Bessie Miner Swift Foundation from the Park Record, which is Cantamos. That will be offered starting next week on Wednesday afternoons. We'll have baby rhyme times, story times. We have an adult book club that happens every second Monday of the month. That's all our programming starts next week.
He said they saw a surge in visits to the facility last week, and he hopes to get back to their previous attendance levels.
We had a big dip as we went into our temporary facility. A few years back in 2014-15, we saw traffic of about 80,000 circulations for those years. We're hoping to get back to that. In this first week, which is a soft opening, we opened Monday. We've seen a ramp up in people coming to look and use the library. We're fully functional and available.
He also thanked the community, including the Friends of the Summit County Library, who raised funding for the TET Lab. He said in their current campaign, the Friends are $17,000 toward a goal of $30,000. Whiting said the hours for the Camas Valley branch are Monday to Thursday, 10 to 7, on Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 2, and closed on Sundays. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.